This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome back to the show on USA Radio Network and Newsmax TV. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, and the flagship station of USA Radio, KBDT, Big Dallas Talk in Dallas, Texas. Stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA. Always give a shout out to the man who started my career in radio, Ed Stoltz, first guy who saw the potential and not only put me on the air, but within a matter of months replaced Mark Levin in Afternoon Drive with Wayne Root. That took a lot of guts, a lot of chutzpah, as they say, a lot of balls. Ed Stoltz, very brilliant man and a very wonderful radio operator. Thank you, Ed, for having faith in me. And Fred Weinberg, who made the call to put me on national radio for USA. Thank you, Fred. Tangible Investments, the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle coin, call 800-780-9000 right now. Ready, set, go. 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK. Now, no guests in this hour, no guests in the next hour. It's just you and me. So we're waiting for your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. A couple of polls out. A new poll out from Fox News. It's the headline story at Fox News right now. And abolish ICE is not trending among voters. The far left thought it would become mainstream. Once again, they have no taste. They have no clue how the average American feels. And by the way, Fox News poll, you immediately think conservative. Not true. They during the election, they were the worst poll in the world. They kept saying that Trump was going to lose by a million votes. Trump was 12 points behind. Trump was dead in the water. And I kept saying Fox News is a network that may be fairly conservative, but Fox News' polls, A, suck, and B, oversample Democrats, and C, they hired a big Democrat to run the poll. You know, I don't know if it's the same person anymore or not, but they hired a former pollster for Hillary Clinton to be their pollster, and he oversamples Democrats. So even in this poll that badly oversamples Democrats again, even in this poll, it shows that that ICE is nobody wants to abolish ICE. There are people who don't love ICE, but there's no one who wants to abolish ICE. The numbers are, by more than 2-to-1 margin, voters are against disbanding the agency. 42% oppose disbanding the agency. Only 18% favor. And I'm telling you, they're oversampling Democrats on the Fox News poll because it's run by big liberals. And they try and make us look bad. Even with that one, it's 42-18, meaning almost no one in the whole United States wants to abolish ICE. It's just ridiculous. And so the Democrats have latched on to the wrong issue, as my commentary said just last week. The opinions on ICE and the job ICE is doing divide right down along party lines, says the Fox News poll. 75% of Republicans approve of the job ICE is doing. 69% of Democrats disapprove. Can you imagine? So if you oversample Democrats, you know, if the percentage of the electorate that is Democrat, registered and votes Democrat, is, say, 30%, and the percent of the electorate that's Republican is, say, 29%, but then you sample 49% Democrats and only 30% Republicans, it'll give you a completely misleading result on the poll. And so, you know, it will show that more people hate ICE versus the amount of people who like ICE if you oversample Democrats. So they oversampled Democrats, I guarantee you, and they still came up that no one wants to dismantle ICE. Democratic disapproval doesn't lead to a big push to dismantle the agency. Equal numbers of Democrats favor and oppose abolishing ICE, while the largest numbers unsure. 25% want to get rid of ICE, 27 don't. These are Democrats. And the largest number is unsure, 49% don't know. And Republicans, ICE closure is a 46-point margin, 61% oppose closing ICE, 15% favor closing ICE. Can you imagine 15% of Republicans actually favor abolishing ICE? Who are these people? You're not a Republican. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And then, again, they oversample Democrats, and then they believe their own lies. The poll finds more voters say they share Trump's views on border security than on immigration. So on border security, do you share Trump's views? On border security, 47% say yes, 48% no. She's losing by 1 point. On immigration, 43% share his views, 53% are against. But if you didn't oversample Democrats, it would probably flip the other way. 53% share them and 43% don't, but you oversample Democrats. Just ridiculous. I'm telling you right now, they don't know what they're doing. They really don't. And I called it during the election, and I was right then. I'll be right now. The public overwhelmingly supports ICE. The public overwhelmingly. And the other part of the poll, they're not. See, here's the other thing. They would argue, if they were here right now, they would say, oh, we didn't oversample Democrats. Well, first of all, you're lying. But number two, you don't have to oversample Democrats. It's the way you ask the questions, number two. So that's the second big thing. And then the other thing is you're interviewing the wrong people. See, I'll be willing to bet you they asked register voters, not likely voters. Rasmussen always asks likely voters. Just because you're registered doesn't mean you're going to vote. What a person who isn't going to vote says doesn't matter. Does anyone understand that? I could stop every person on the Las Vegas Strip, and you'd probably find most people are against Trump. But now if I went to every person on the Vegas Strip and I said, did you vote in the last five elections? Do you never miss a vote? And that hardcore group that always votes, probably like a 20-point win for Donald Trump. So there's a huge difference in who you ask. It's got to be people who vote all the time, likely voters, who are engaged. Here's another poll. 51% of Brits appreciate President Trump's views on Brexit. 51% of Brits agree that President Trump was right to make his views on Brexit public. This comes with President Trump's after President Trump's interview with The Sun on Thursday. A Sky poll states more than half the people suggest Trump was right to air his views on the British government and Brexit. So that's good news. So, I mean, that, you know, when you see the videos, and you'll see them on the evening news tonight, 100,000 people in the street denouncing Trump, hating Trump, get out of our country, Trump, Trump's a racist, Trump's an Islamophobe, Trump's a criminal, impeach Trump. You start to believe everyone's against Trump. No, it's 51% in favor of his remarks on Brexit. So he's got the majority of Brits on his side. He could run for British Prime Minister tomorrow, and he'd win the election. But there'd still be hundreds of thousands of people in the street marching and claiming that he's a bad guy. How do you explain that? Because the media puts the cameras on the morons who are marching, but our people don't march. And you say, well, why don't our people march? Because they have no time. I have no time. I have absolutely no time at all to march. I have no idea who has time to march, but I don't. Do you? I'll bet you the people listening to my show have never marched in their lives. Maybe you've been to one Tea Party at one point or another ever. But we have no time for that. We're too busy working and earning a living and paying for our kids to go to college and paying our mortgage, paying for our nice cars. Republicans work all day. Democrats have time to go to marches because they don't work all day. It's the same reason conservative talk radio has always worked. I've said this for 20 years. Conservative talk radio works because it's only for people in their cars going to work or coming from work. And there's no liberals going to or from work. That's why liberals always fail on conservative talk, excuse me, on talk radio. But liberals do okay on TV. They still get killed by Fox News. But basically, MSNBC does fairly well. Nothing near as good as Fox News. But not bad. Why? Because liberals are home watching TV. When you listen to the radio, you're almost always in your car. So you got to be going to or from work. London Mayor Sadiq Khan attacks Trump. His claim that migrants are to blame for crime is preposterous. Preposterous. He attacked President Trump for linking rising crime rates to increased immigration, as if that's not the reason. I mean, what a dream world you're living in. Like the rape epidemics in Sweden never happened. And the rape night, New Year's Eve, like 3 years ago in Germany, never happened. You're just making things up. It's liberal lies and delusion and revisionist history. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has branded U.S. President Donald Trump's linking of rising crime in the capital to African immigrants as preposterous. It follows Trump's criticism of Khan's handling of crime and terrorist attacks. To blame this on immigration from Africa is preposterous. We should call him out when he does so. Khan made the remarks after Trump doubled down on his claims that the mayor had failed to do enough to protect London from Islamic terrorist attacks. In a bombshell interview, which is published in The Sun on Friday, meaning today, Trump said, I think he's done a very bad job in terrorism. I think he's done a bad job of crime. If you look, all the horrible things going on there with all of the crime that's being brought in. It's the latest spat between the president and the mayor, who have been at loggerheads ever since Trump publicly berated Khan for saying there's no reason to be alarmed by an increased and armed police presence in the city in the aftermath of the London Bridge attack. A German study linked incoming migrants to the current crime wave. A 2018 UK study saw a correlation between increasing immigration to increased crime in Britain. Well, of course it did. Of course it did. People come there with no skills. People come there with no ability to speak the language of the country they're coming to. So it's not English. In Germany's case, it's German. In Sweden's case, it's Swedish. In Finland's case, it's Finnish, right? So whatever country you're coming to, if you don't speak the language and you're poor, you're on welfare, you're on food stamps, and all you do is lay around all day, you don't even speak the language, and you're coming from a violent, war-torn country, you think maybe there's a good chance you'd be involved in crime? With a lot of time on your hands? And you're getting angrier and angrier because you don't fit into the society? Getting insolent? Of course, you're going to be involved in crime. And that's exactly what's happening. You're letting in people from strange cultures who have no interest in assimilating. And it's going to lead to death and violence. And it has, and it will continue to. And it'll get worse in the future. I hope we never become Europe. With Donald Trump for the next 6 years, we won't. Wayne Allyn, War Now.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, you look good. Have you lost weight between you and me? It makes me feel really good. People have also started asking, what workouts or diet are you doing? And the famous, you know, what's your secret? I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he said, my gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person. He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
War now!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Our latest sponsor, by the way, brand new, hot off the presses, Swiss Wave, an interesting business opportunity. I am a serial entrepreneur. Every one of you knows that. I've started to run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the first time in your life, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men when the popular pills fail. This remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. There's no needles, there's no medication, and there is no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance, can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info and speak to our friends at Swiss Wave. All right, thank you for sponsoring the show. Obviously, our audience is male-oriented and very often over the age of 40 and over the age of 50. And so that's the audience for male erectile dysfunction. And so they thought this was a perfect place to start advertising their business opportunity. And we appreciate the fact that they chose us, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Thank you very much, guys, at Swiss Wave. All right, some news stories today in the news, and we'll take your calls too, by the way. I'm not taking any guests in this hour or the next. Just calls, 833-WAR-TALK, calls and me, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I told you I'd tell you about Hillary Clinton. She comes unhinged over Trump's SCOTUS nominee, his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, and she says they want to take us back to the 1850s. Twice failed presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton was honored with a Women's Rights Award by the American Federation of Teachers. There you have it. There you have it. There's the prejudice every day that goes on in our classrooms. The American Federation of Teachers gives out an award to Hillary Clinton. Have they ever given an award in their history to a conservative Republican? Guarantee you not. So how can you say you're not biased when you're putting teachers in a classroom and you're giving awards to Hillary Clinton but none to the other side? Hillary Clinton attacked President Trump's SCOTUS nominee Brett Kavanaugh in her long-winded speech riddled with lies and demagoguery. I'm reading you from Gateway Pundit. Crooked Hillary's message was not one of optimism or hope. Rather, she fear-mongered in an effort to get people to the voting booths in November. Hillary said that Trump's nominee Brett Kavanaugh is an attack on the civil rights, on women's rights, on the LGBT community. She said this nomination holds out a threat for devastating consequences for workers' rights, civil rights, LGBT rights, women's rights, including those to make our own health decisions. Hillary went on to say the Trump administration is attempting to reverse decades of progress by nominating Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Hillary came totally unhinged and said she worries the Trump administration with their conservative majority on the Supreme Court will take us back to the 1850s. You know, I used to worry they wanted to turn the clock back to the 1950s. Now I worry they want to take it back to the 1850s. Wow. Can you imagine? Where does that come from? I mean, I'm the ultimate conservative and the ultimate Trump fan and the ultimate Trump defender and the ultimate Trump champion. 1850s or 1950s? I wasn't alive for the 1850s. I wasn't alive for the 1950s. I don't want to go back to the 1850s. I have no interest in slavery, if that's what you're referring to. And I don't want to go back to the 1950s. I have no interest in denying women the right to vote or denying blacks the right to vote. What the hell are you talking about? Because I want lower taxes and less regulation for government? And I want to build a wall? That means I'm a Neanderthal from the 1950s or the 1850s? You just make things up. News organizations echo Clinton operatives. Brett Kavanaugh is too white. Pundits and news organizations on the left seem to be parroting the latest progressive talking points to oppose President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, focusing on Kavanaugh's race to argue he's not a diverse pick for the nation's top court. Breitbart News reported early this week in a clear attempt to deploy the time-tested progressive tactic of divisive race warfare, Demand Justice, the activist organization at the center opposing Kavanaugh, established a talking point on its website that Trump's judges are overwhelmingly white men. Demand Justice, founded by former members of Hillary's 2016 presidential campaign, and is tied to the who's who of the organized progressive left. The organization posted the white men talking point prior to Kavanaugh's nomination. So when we get back, I'll tell you who's been parroting that point in the mainstream media. As I say again and again, as I said in my commentary that led off the show, the Democratic Party is now poison to white people. Why do you think that is? Because all you do is attack us and denigrate us all day long. How is that not racism? The best person gets the job. I don't care what the color of their skin is. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
War now.
USA Radio News.
During the summit, I made clear all NATO allies must honor their obligations, and I'm pleased to report that we have received substantial commitments from members to increase their defense spending and to do so in a much more timely manner.
President Donald Trump earlier today in a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May. The president also had tea with Queen Elizabeth II. The president is now spending the weekend in Scotland. A dozen Russian intelligence officials were charged with hacking into the DNC and the campaign of 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Congressman Lee Zeldin says left or right, this has to concern you.
Whether you are Republican or Democrat, conservative or liberal, we should be concerned about cybersecurity, whether they breach a system that has to do with the DNC or DCCC, or if it's a Republican network.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Just a reminder to call this phone number if you want to watch me on Newsmax TV and you don't get it on your local cable carrier, including right here in Vegas, Cox Cable. Does not carry Newsmax TV. You want to call them, you want to hound them with calls, and let them know that you want your Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite local Vegas guy, Wayne Root, every night at 5 o'clock. And if you don't put it on the air, we're going to switch to DirecTV or Dish TV, and they'll get the message, and they'll put it on the air. So no matter where you are in the United States right now listening, and we have almost 40 affiliates, no matter where you are in the United States, you can call 844-500-6397. You'll be connected to Newsmax TV. They will ask you, what's your zip code? When you tell them your zip code, they will tell you exactly who your cable carrier is, and they will connect you for free, and you'll be on the line with your cable carrier. 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397. Tell them you want your Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Allyn Root. You know, what I love about Trump is he's like me. He's a brand guy. Everything's about the way it looks. He wants to repaint Air Force One to look more American. President Trump wants to redesign Air Force One's signature robin's egg blue color scheme for something that looks more American. As we noted in February, President Trump worked out a fantastic deal worth $3.9 billion for a pair of replacement 747s for use as Air Force One with Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg. Officials said it represents a $1.4 billion savings from estimates of over $5 billion. See, Obama would never have said a word. He doesn't know the value of money. It's not his money. Trump comes in and he actually cuts costs. Isn't that a breath of fresh air? Same way he treated NATO. Same way he's treating trade wars with Russia, with China. Exact same thing. Obama didn't care. It's not his money. Axios learned Thursday Trump had one specification for the new planes that could undo nearly six decades of tradition, a new paint job believed to be a patriotic color scheme in red, white, and blue. Trump believes Air Force One's signature robin's egg blue color scheme designed by President John F. Kennedy and First Lady Jackie Kennedy in 1962 needs to look more American. He doesn't think the current color scheme represents America. He can do it, said an unidentified source who spoke with the Axios, but the new patriotic paint job may not fly. They pointed out the current color scheme is known around the world. Who cares? He's the president. He can make it look any way he wants. Anyone who doubts how strongly Americans feel about the way Air Force One looks should go to the Reagan Library in California and see how many people go there to look at the plane Reagan flew on while he was president, says presidential historian Michael Beschloss. That's the stupidest response I've ever heard in my life. Nobody cares that they're going there to see the plane Reagan flew on. They don't care if Trump changes it to a more patriotic look. They'd be happy. They're not going to be upset because you changed the color away from a boring blue and white. It should be red, white, and blue. The source told Axios Trump requested the presidential bed be bigger and more comfortable, more like the executive livery package on his personal plane than the current couch-like sleeping configuration aboard Air Force One. However, there's just one problem. Trump will have to be reelected for him to enjoy the new plane. The pair of new Boeing 747s will not enter service till 2021. In any case, I think the new one looks fantastic. They've got actually a configuration. And they're showing it in red, white, and blue. Very patriotic. Very patriotic. Like it. But the liberals are always going to say something, right? Or the presidential historians. Oh, it should look traditional. It should look the way that Jackie O designed it. 1962. Who cares what someone thought was a good design in 1962? Want to do a little math with me? 62 to 72, 82, 92, 2002, 2012 was 50-year anniversary. So now it's 2018, 56 years later. You're going to go with the same design Jackie O did because you like Jackie O so much? Unbelievable. So I told you we'd finish up with Brett Kavanaugh. They claim that he's too white. PBS digital politics editor Daniel Bush wrote a piece that featured an entire subsection titled Another White Man. This guy Daniel Bush complained on occasion Supreme Court appointments double as important cultural milestones. Fast forward to the latest Supreme Court pick. Trump chose a white man. On one hand, Trump was all but certain to face backlash as long as the nominee had a conservative record on abortion and other hot button issues. Still, the president had an opportunity to make a statement about diversity. by elevating another white man to the position of power, Trump reinforced the view that he's only interested in promoting people who look like himself. Will Bunch, national columnist of Philadelphia Daily News, Philadelphia Inquirer, Philly.com, wrote a piece entitled "The Unbearable Whiteness of Being Trump's Judicial Picks." He said, when Trump is casting his all-American primetime epic, that role is already written for a white character, preferably a man. Say what you will about Judge Brett Kavanaugh's attractive family, his girls' basketball coaching skills, or his admirable talk about seeking diversity when he hires his law clerks, but at the end of the day, he's still contributing to, if I can pun off a 1980s art house movie title, The Unbearable Whiteness of Being a Judge in Trump's America. He also claimed Trump managed to present his shining white vision of American justice. A piece at leftwingabovethelaw.com ran under the headline, "Brett Kavanaugh stands to be part of a long tradition of white men." Of all the things Judge Kavanaugh may bring to the Supreme Court, diversity is not one of them. Okay. So let me get this straight. I'm involved in a bunch of business deals right now, and I'm a very talented guy, and everybody's throwing a lot of money at me. So should they go find a black Wayne Root? Is that what they should do? And just, I shouldn't get the money? They should go find a black version of Wayne Root. What if they can't find one? What if there's no one that has my set of skills? I guarantee you they won't find one. It has nothing to do with black. They won't find another white Wayne Root. There's very few people of my skill set. Of course I'm getting offered a lot of money. Who cares if the color of me is white? If the color of me was black and I have the same ability to talk and communicate and the same energy level, then I should get the money. I'm not against black people. Couldn't care less whether you're black or white or Hispanic. I care about your talent. I care about your performance. I care about your results. Even before Trump's announcement of Kavanaugh last week, MSNBC host Joe Scarborough seemingly echoed demand justice by predicting Trump will pick a white man because 90% of Trump's selections for U.S. attorneys and federal judges were white men. Well, I don't know. I guess that begs the question, what percentage of the picks by Barack Obama were black men and black women? And if you say, oh, well, he picked, 40% black, and you'd go, diversity, he was great, wasn't he? No, why couldn't I argue that's too many blacks? Why couldn't I argue America's 12% black? So you shouldn't pick more than 12% black if you really want it to look exactly like the way America looks. America's like what? I don't know. What percentage Asian is America? I don't even know. Say it's 4% Asian. Then there should be exactly 12% black judges, 4% Asian judges. We're 2% Jewish, so 2% Jewish judges. I mean, do you really want to make it based on the exact percentages of the population, even if you can't find someone that fits the right criteria of performance? Just ridiculous. How come we don't extend that to baseball and football and basketball and hockey? How come no one extends that to the NBA? The NBA in America is 12% black. The NBA is all black. Why? Why? Because you're putting the best product on the court. That's why. If there were better white people that could play the game, they'd be on the court. There aren't. There's not a white person out there that can do what LeBron James does. So LeBron James gets the play, and the white guy sits on the bench or doesn't get drafted at all. And that's fine by me. That's great. It's about performance. I wouldn't want to pay all the obscene numbers for a ticket and then go see an inferior product. I want the best people on the court. I don't care what the color of their skin is. And there just isn't a white person good enough to unseat LeBron James or any of the other great players in basketball or baseball or football. Hockey being the exception, and golf and tennis. But if you could find a better tennis player, then they should play. A better golfer, like Tiger Woods was at one point. Do you see America not like Tiger Woods? Did you see anyone begrudge Tiger Woods? Did you see anyone say, wow, golf used to be all white, but now we have Tiger Woods. I hate it. I don't know. I never met a single golfer that didn't love Tiger Woods, and all my golf friends are white. And they love Tiger Woods. Everybody loved Tiger Woods. America's not a racist nation. That's BS. It's just BS. Are there racist people? Sure. But in general, America's a very fair and nice nation. It's just a bunch of nonsense. The divisive talking point was highlighted by late-night host Jimmy Kimmel, who quipped, he narrowed his candidates down to three, but in the end, Brett Kavanaugh was the white man for the job, so he picked them. Late-night host Stephen Colbert joked Trump's Supreme Court announcement was an episode of America's Next Top Justice. He pulled out a game of Trump nomination bingo with all squares on the board reading, white guy. Okay. And then we go from that one to a story about someone who's being called racist, and they did say some pretty stupid things. Papa John's founder and chairman, John Schnatter, is losing everything. I don't mean he's losing everything. He's worth billions. He'll stay worth billions. But he's losing his entire career, and he's losing Papa John's. He's going to have nothing to do with it anymore. other than his number one shareholder. And then the Yankees, New York Yankees, Atlanta Falcons, the Marlins, the Rays, the Nationals, the Orioles, they all suspend Papa John's relationship. More bad news for Papa John's. 2 days after reports emerged, the founder and chairman, John Schneider, used a racial slur. He resigned on Wednesday night. On Friday afternoon, the franchise's affiliation with the New York Yankees, Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta United has been suspended. Effective today, AMB Sports and Entertainment has indefinitely suspended its affiliation with Papa John's. The divisive comments made and acknowledged by the company's founder are reprehensible and do not align with our core values. So, first of all, let's make sure, right-wing watch and others who are listening to try and always ruin Wayne Root, I'm not defending him because you have to be a moron to use the N-word as a CEO of a public company in a public kind of conversation with strangers from a PR firm you don't even know who are there to talk to you about counseling for not ruining your career. Sensitivity training so you don't ruin your career. So you're a moron for actually saying something like that, for using the N-word in that conversation in any way, shape, or form for any reason. You're a moron for using that word. And you're a moron for telling stories about back in Indiana people did terrible things to black people. And these are all reasons why I'm not a racist, because I don't do things like that. That's the context of how he supposedly said it in a private conversation, but one with strangers in a PR firm. And it was just stupid to have that conversation. Why bring that stuff up? Why would you say that, right? Stupid. But having said that, I would just ask the question. I watch HBO all the time. Every time I watch a black movie, every other word is the N-word. So how is it possible black people can use the N-word every 5 minutes, 100 times a movie, and one white guy loses his entire career for using the word? Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I got the best deal ever on a great night's sleep for you. I really do. And you'll get it right now by going to MyPillow.com. Now, I've told you about MyPillow, how it's given me the best sleep of my life I've ever had in my life, even on vacation when I'm not in my regular bed, and you know what a pain that is. Well, summertime, you're on vacation and traveling, get you MyPillow to take with you. And right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the Buy One, Get One Free Special. Use my promo code USA, 2 for the price of 1. Really? I'm serious. Buy one, get one free special if you use my promo code USA when you go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-875. Use promo code USA. Machine washable, dryable, made in the USA, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great night's sleep and save money.
War now! Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, this segment of the show, last segment of hour number two, sponsored by Cenogenics. Founded in 1997, Cenogenics is the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. In 1 month, they just changed my life. In 1 month, I thought I was in good shape. I thought I was healthy. I thought I was a health nut, a health enthusiast. I was always working out an hour, 2 hours in the gym every day. Never missed a day. I was eating healthy, eating non-gluten, eating organic, popping vitamins. Then I'd go see them, and they do blood tests. They tell me I'm pre-diabetic and insulin resistant and all kinds of other problems, high triglycerides, high cholesterol, and 1 month on their program, and all of it's gone. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. 25% of the Cenogenics patient base are physicians and their families, meaning doctors and their families. You get unlimited consultations with your Cenogenics physician and the full clinical team to work with you to get the results you want. The average patient's body fat index goes down 30% in the first year. Works like magic. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older, younger, Younger, or register at Cenogenics.com. Thank you for the incredible job you've done for me after 1 month. I can't imagine after 3 months and 6 months where I'll be. It'll just be amazing. I'm reversing the aging clock because these guys, losing pounds, gaining muscle, great job. 888-YOUNGER, Younger, as in I want to be younger. Let's take JD in Las Vegas, always has sharp opinions. JD, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good. You know, the timing of this indictment this morning, I'm watching NBC and the president is meeting with the queen and then they switch to him. This is almost a plan of 12 Russians that are never going to come to trial. Could I give you my idea what I think President Trump should open up his conversation with Putin with?
Go ahead.
Hey, Vlad, you old bastard, you really pulled one over on Obama and Hillary. Well done. Warning, don't try it with me. I'm old school New York City. I had to deal with wise guys like you when you were making your bones in the KGB. Now let's get down to some serious business.
Exactly, exactly. You know, it's funny because if a Democrat was trying to make peace with our biggest enemy in the world, Russia, and he went on a summit, the media would be genuflecting. They'd be on their knees bowing to Barack Hussein.
The senators are telling him to cancel.
I know.
Schumer wants him to cancel. Warner. And do you know 9 British generals and admirals came out with a full-page ad in the New York paper, in the London paper, actually praising Trump for what he said and did about NATO?
Right. Well, no, he did a great job. He's going to get billions of dollars in new money that we, you know, the taxpayers aren't on the hook for anymore. And he was telling the
truth. I mean, Rosenstein is, you know, I think this is an attempt to influence our foreign policy by indicting 12 people of Russian intelligence officers 3 days before the president is meeting with the president of Russia. It's unheard of.
Yeah, but you have to understand, as I said earlier in this show, it's ludicrous is what it is, because we try and influence elections every single day. The United States is always trying to influence elections. Obama tried to influence Brexit. He lost. He tried to influence Canada. He won. He got Justin Trudeau. And he tried to influence Israel, and he lost. Netanyahu. So he happened to be unsuccessful in 2 out of 3. Just like, Russia may or may not have been successful with what they wanted. I don't know what they wanted. The assumption
is this whole problem with the Russian interference is all Obama's and Loretta Lynch's. I mean, they were in charge. You know, Rice said stand down. She didn't want to go after it. These people were the ones that are responsible. Trump has nothing to do with this, and the media just won't put the blame where it really belongs.
Right. Well, that's a great point, by the way, J.D., that everybody's missing the point. If this happened, guess who was in charge? Obama. And Hillary is Secretary of State.
And Hillary, I forgot her. But Obama did try. He said, stop it, like a little child. Stop it. You know, stop bothering me.
Right. No, it's a joke because we do it every day. We try to, you know, Obama spent money, American taxpayer money, and put boots on the ground in Israel to try and stop the reelection of Benjamin Netanyahu. He was absolutely meddling in Israel's election, no question about it. And so
and
why
nothing
Obama
happened that he spent Nothing happened. He spent State Department money. And, you know, all of these people in London that are demonstrating, these are all socialists. And, you know, they demonstrated for Reagan. These people are all probably put up by, paid for by Russian propagandists and socialists in Europe. It's
Soros.
A joke.
I'm sure Soros pays for them just as well as he does for American protesters. Same thing. But, you know,
do you ever hear the American... Does the American media ever interview a demonstrator and ask them, hey, where are you from? Where do you live? How do you eat? How do you pay your rent? No one ever wants to be curious and find out what is the makeup of a demonstrator. We seem to have professional demonstrators in this country and the world, and no one has done any background check on these people.
Yeah. Well, and also nobody wants to report. You'll hear on the news tonight, you'll see on the news tonight, 100,000 demonstrators saying Trump is Hitler. But you will not see on the news tonight the latest poll that shows 51% of Brits, whatever word you want to use, of the English people, support what Donald Trump said about Brexit. They liked him meddling, quote-unquote, in their Brexit election. 51%, a majority of Brits, like our president, but 100,000 on the ground will be what they'll show on the news tonight. All right, J.D., thanks for the call. We come back. It's Newsmax TV time. I'm going to get in my suit, and I'll be ready to dance. See you in a sec.
Product advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all local
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.